Tim Brown joins us on Sports Byline USA. I've known Tim for a long time. He played in the NFL for 17 seasons, 16 of those with the Raiders, and he is third on the all-time receptions list with 1,094 and second on the all-time receiving yards list at almost 15,000 yards. And I'm happy to say he's not only a member of the College Football Hall of Fame, but he's also a member of the Pro Football Hall of Fame, had a Heisman Trophy career at Notre Dame. I know two things mean the most to a football player, Tim. One is winning a Super Bowl championship. The other is being inducted into the NFL Hall of Fame. You didn't get the Super Bowl championship, but tell me what it meant to you to hear your name called for the Pro Football Hall of Fame.
Ron, it was big time, man. You know, it's something that, obviously over the last few years you dreamt about because people were saying that, you should be there, but until your name is called, you can't. you just have to wait, man. So, but everything changed on Saturday, fortunately, and it was a great feeling.
When you take a look at your 17 years in the National Football League, how hard was it for you to maintain the degree of success in those last 3 or 4 years compared to, say, at the beginning of your career?
Well, the one thing I learned, and I learned this from Marcus Allen, really, is no matter what your situation was, no matter what you were going through, you had to always be a leader. And so once, I became the captain of the team, that became my name around the locker room. I mean, they called me captain. I mean, so people were always expecting me to be able to go out and do what I was supposed to do. So, physically, I always felt great and felt like I was capable of doing what I need to do on the field, but mentally sometimes you can get so inundated with other things that can bug you down. So, so from that standpoint, man, I always felt if I was given the opportunity, I would be able to get it done. And so as long as I was given the opportunity, I was going to go out and do what they wanted me to do and needed me to do.
You know as well as I do, at one time being the Heisman Trophy winner, there was an expectation that went along with that. When you came into the Raiders, was there a different look toward you because you were a Heisman Trophy winner than, say, somebody else drafted maybe in the first round?
Well, certainly. There were a lot of eyeballs on me and, a lot of opportunities. And people expected certain things from me because of what I had done in college. And the crazy thing is that, I played, 2 years at the receiver position for the most part with Notre Dame, but I was in a 3-point stance and 1 year I was in a wishbone most of the year. So I had a lot to learn when I got to the NFL. And thankfully I had great people around me, James Lofton, Mervin Fernandez, Willie Gault. I mean, those guys were just incredible teachers for me. And at all aspects of the wide receiver position, James Lofton is a perfect route runner. Mervin Fernandez, a guy who can catch a ball with his eyes closed. And Willie Gault was a speed route runner. So I was very fortunate to have people around me, man. And it made my integration into the league just that much easier and smoother.
Tim, you and I have talked about this before, but when I've done ball games at Notre Dame, I was always impressed in the manner in which the players conducted themselves, how they handled interviews and everything. And you and I talked about how Notre Dame was more than just turning out football players and teams, but they were also in improving the person as well. Tell me a little bit about what that program was like at Notre Dame to help the athlete as a person.
Yeah, I tell people all the time that during my time there, Notre Dame rarely talked about winning football games behind closed doors. We talked about doing what we need to do on the field, but when we got together, if the AD came in the football room, it was not about a game. It was always about, hey, we need you guys to pick it up or to pat us on the back for how well we had done academically. So, I think from that standpoint, we were fortunate in a lot of ways that we were treated as men, but at the same time, we were allowed to play a kid's game and we're expected to go out and do what we need to do in the classrooms, more importantly than anything.
Having said that, do you see the dichotomy of coming out of Notre Dame, Heisman Trophy winner, and going to an organization that had a reputation like the Raiders?
Yeah, I heard that a lot. You know, he doesn't fit in here. He's a Notre Dame guy, you know. But the one thing I realized was, you know, the Raiders had reputations on and off the field, you know. And I may not have been able to live up to the off-the-field reputation, but I thought that I could certainly go there and play great football, man, and live up to that reputation. And that's what I tried to do.
How hard was it to stay clear of the off-the-field stuff that team was known for?
Well, you know, I mean, a lot of that stuff, it just wasn't part of who I was, man. And so it wasn't that difficult, but I can't say that some of it I didn't dip my hands in, but at the same time, man, it was not enough to get me off track.
Tell me your first impression of Al Davis when you met him.
You know, I was wondering who this, you know, I knew really nothing about the Raider organization. Even though I was a big-time NFL fan, I had mostly covered the Cowboys and whoever they played on the majority basis, and that's who I would you know about. But, yeah, you know, I didn't know much about him, and so I quickly learned a lot of things about him. And first thing I learned was he wasn't too happy about me being there. Because he wanted to get Paul Gruber that year, the big offensive lineman who ended up going to Tampa Bay a couple of picks before me. So it was an uphill battle, but, you know, I think I won him over pretty quickly after I returned that opening kickoff my rookie year for a touchdown.
Yeah, I remember that. It would get my attention as well. When did you initially feel that you could play the game at that particular level, or did you have that confidence going into pro football?
No, well, I knew I could return punts and kickoffs at that level. You know, I really felt that I could do that. But playing receiver was something totally different. And it probably took me a couple of years. You know, I had a great rookie year. I ended up leading the team in receptions because Lofton and everybody got hurt. Second year, I tore my knee up, so I was out that entire year. And then in 90 and 91, I think I caught 50 balls combined those 2 years. So, you know, for me, by the end of the 91 season, I felt like I was back. And so now it's just a matter of going out and trying to prove that you can play this game at the receiver position, too.
1,094 receptions, and I'm just wondering, as you moved through your career, did you make any adjustments to be able to keep the consistency going?
Not really. You know, the only thing that I may have done later on in my career is got more reps, you know. And once I got married and had kids, you know, it became a little bit more challenging. But at the same time, it became easier because I had somebody to cook for me and do all that. I'd have to, spring for myself. So, you know, it was a tough deal. But at the same time, I knew I had to dedicate myself to the game if I was going to keep playing at the level I was playing at.
When you think back over those 17 years, I'm sure there are a couple of moments that are engraved in Tim Brown's mind. What are the ones that you mean the most to you and you always smile about when you think?
Well, you know, I think the 1,000th catch, I'll never forget that, obviously. And, you know, the punt return I had in 2001 and made me the oldest man to ever return a punt for a touchdown. I don't think anybody's going to break that record because you won't have 35-year-old, 36-year-old punt returners anymore in the NFL, I'm sure. But, you know, and getting off to a good start my rookie year was a great thing, too, because that gave me confidence to know that I could play this game.
How has the game changed since you left it?
Well, you know, it's obviously more wide open, you know, with all the, you know, the offensive plays and the no huddles and all that kind of stuff. Four receivers on the field, you know, 90% of the time now. It's a lot different than the game that we played, for sure. When we had two receivers, a tight end, and a running back and a fullback. I mean, most teams probably don't even cover carry fullbacks on their roster anymore.
When you think about all that you did accomplish and the success that you had on the field, particularly as a receiver, what do you think was the essence then, Tim, of your success?
Well, you know, it was all about the consistency. You know, everybody knew who played me that week in and week out I was going to be there. And whether I was healthy or not, I was going to show up. And, you know, I think when people know that you're going to show up, man, they get sick and tired of having to go up against you, you know. But I wasn't the strongest. I may not have been the fastest at times, but you know, at the same time, I was going to work hard and try and get that thing done week in and week out.
After 16 years with the Raiders, you finish up with one season with Tampa Bay. Was it hard for you to leave the game?
You know, it was time for me to leave, Ron. It was. You know, I realized, you know, at the end of my last year in Tampa, that it was time to move on and start a new life, because I felt great. My body, it wasn't about my body, but it was about the fact that I had young kids at the time, and trying to move them all over the country was not something I was interested in doing.
What do you want people to remember about the legacy of Tim Brown as a football player?
That he gave everything he had on and off the football field to try and make the game better. And, you know, I think if people can remember that, that would be all I need.
How did you keep the game fun for such a long time?
Man, I love the competitiveness. And, you know, at some point you realize you have an opportunity to leave a legacy. And if that's not enough to make you get out of bed every day, I don't know what would be. So for me, knowing that I could leave a legacy, and not just on the Raiders, but in the NFL, was enough to keep it fun for me.
Tim, I want to thank you very much. We've been friends for a long time, and I was very happy when I heard the announcement about you being picked for the Pro Football Hall of Fame. Come back and join us again, my friend.
Anytime, Ron. Appreciate you, brother.
Tim Brown with us again in the Pro Football Hall of Fame, College Football Hall of Fame, Heisman Trophy winner, 17 years in the NFL, 16 of those with the Raiders, and 1,094 receptions. We continue with more of you and Sports Byline.